Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
He's spreading faster than the coronavirus.
Christian Fourier, NFL or Patriot.
You know your friend Christian Fourier. Why don't you call him? I know he works for another radio station.
In this case, Christian Fourier, who I know and work with at the other network.
Now Brady's former teammate, Christian Fourier.
Former Patriot who says he's 100% sure Tom Brady's leaving the team.
He knows Tom Brady, right?
The once go-to tight end for the Patriots.
Christian really coming out of Colorado, I thought was a legitimate three-down tight end.
Is now the go-to source for inside information.
I am hearing that Dante Scarnecchia has retired.
Not only is he a hit with the ladies.
Christian Fourier, he's super hot.
Oh, he's good looking. Man.
Yeah. Oh, big muscles.
But even Tom Brady tagged him with a cute nickname.
Good luck motoring.
That's right. It's motoring.
Scoops Fourier.
Scoops Fourier.
Scoops Fourier. Scoops Fourier.
He's breaking news.
This is my opinion.
And taking the world by storm. Only on WEEI.
But I also didn't just sit there and get information from the Patriots. I didn't. This is my opinion. I'm sticking
that
by
didn't
it.
Come from Robert.
I'm actually going to double down on it.
Good luck, motoring.
I must say, I think the turning point. Can I tell you that the turning
let
point?
Let it play, baby.
The turning point in this whole new career of yours. It was you announced on the air one day. I know for sure that the offensive line coach of the New England Patriots is retiring.
See, again, you're part of the problem. I didn't say I know for sure. I said I'm hearing that he may be retiring.
Yeah, but it
that
was
is
you.
What I said.
That's what I heard. It was you.
That's exactly how I put
you,
it.
You're hot with big muscles and people.
No, that's what I see. You know, even that, even you. Look at you. You're part of the problem, too. I mean, it just, I could care less. Like,
what do you mean you could care less?
Well, because there is this, every time somebody sends a report out or gives some information, there's like five that follow. It's like the plague. It's like I'm a gremlin. I got wet and all these crazy gremlins are my spawn. Now they're destroying the world.
Yeah.
Like, did you see the one from yesterday? This one made me laugh the most. It's from the Gridiron Bleacher Report. Tom expected back with reloaded Patriots.
And it says, I like this one.
According to Bleacher Report's Matt Miller, the feeling around the NFL is that free agent Tom Brady will re-sign with the Patriots and get some help. A former New England staffer says Bill Belichick knows he can't win with any other available QB. Two names who've come up consistently are tight end Hunter Henry and wide receiver A.J. Green. I have so many issues with this. I don't even know where to begin.
Start with Bill.
Okay, I'm going to start with my feeling because that's how it starts. So it really all it takes is you ask somebody who bumped into Bill at some point in time in their life, assuming that they have knowledge of how he thinks and how he does business and what his philosophy is, and they can allow – and you're allowed to kind of use their feeling as substance for your report. I'm hearing that the feeling around the NFL is that free agent Tom Brady ain't going anywhere. Why? Well, a person who used to work there says that Bill would never do that. All that is his damn opinion. That's not inside information.
No, so that's what I'm saying. So when I hear a former New England staffer says Bill Belichick knows he can't win with any other available quarterback. Now, is that like Mike Lombardi having an opinion? You know, former staffer with Bill.
Yeah.
Listen, Bill knows he can't win, you know, a championship without Tom. Or are you telling me that Bill Belichick actually has said, I know I can't win. You think Bill's ever going to sit there and say, I can't win anything without Tom?
Yeah, but understand what happens, though, Lou, that if somebody has an attachment with Bill Belichick, Phil Yates could be the guy, all right? Phil Yates worked with Bill Belichick and worked for the New England Patriots in a previous life. He was an intern, then he had a scouting job or whatever. So if he gives his opinion to somebody, people think it's coming from Bill Belichick. I will tell you this. I don't even think Lombardi knows. I'm not sure Lombardi is totally communicating with Bill Belichick right now. I don't think Bill's telling anybody. That's the problem. We don't know what Bill wants to do. Bill may want nothing to do with Brady. He may be behind closed doors sitting there going, you know what? It's time to cut bait. But I don't think he's telling any of these people who are out there that supposedly are part of the Belichick tree.
Where was this even said? What is this? Apparently, they didn't say this on, there wasn't like an article written, right? Never said this on a podcast. I don't even know. I'm just saying Matt Miller, the guy that, according to Matt Miller, he never even tweeted about it. But it's, once again, I put this almost in a Ian Rappaport situation. That Brady's coming back and they're going to load up. They're going to load up for Tom Brady.
Load him up.
So it's, you think they're going to do that going, like he's 43 years old? Do you really think they're going to sit there? Because I heard, actually, I don't know, it was over the weekend I was here driving around. I heard Fitzy say, yeah, next year it's simple. You bring back Brady. You trade for Emmanuel Sanders.
Okay.
You give him 2 years of 10, whatever it was, yep. Right? Then it was you sign Hunter Henry. You bring back Tooney to shore up the line. You bring back McCourty. You bring back Van Noy. And you bring back Jamie Collins. And I was like, well, you know what? No big deal. Because I didn't know they had $120 million in under the cap, but I guess so. Bring them all back and load up for one more run.
He's going to play all the other positions.
Load up for one more run.
With
Tom Brady. You think Bill is thinking that?
No.
I'm not so sure he is.
No, I think Bill is thinking he's the perfect bridge guy. We're talking about a bridge guy. It's my feeling.
Should we play anything?
No. And no, I think we're good with the disclaimer for now.
And he wants him back, and he wants to get him. He wants to get him with a hometown discount. And I think in the end, he still has a chance of getting him. I don't think these places that we're talking about. You want the latest one? This is Larry Fitzgerald Sr.
Yes,
not
please.
Junior. This is Senior.
Okay.
He's the writer.
Is he at the airport?
The father? No, he's not. His son is at the airport. At the Hertz counter, but this is his dad, who is a writer. I'm told Las Vegas is prepared to offer Tom Brady $60 million over 2 years. So that's the latest. Everybody's
okay,
got
be
one
careful,
out there.
Be careful of these phrases. I'm told. I'm hearing. It's my understanding. It's my feeling. All these are triggers. All these are just vague statements that don't bear any fruit. I'll just go back to the Bleacher Report stupid tweet that was sent out. The names that they bring up, the guy brings up two names that consistently come up. Two names nobody's ever heard that are under the radar. Nobody's even thinking about. Tight end Hunter Henry because the Patriots need a tight end, L.A. Chargers. And wide receiver A.J. Green.
I'll tell you about A.J. Green, though. If Belichick can get him cheap and he's not marketable, he did not play last season, guys. He has an injury in which he never was able to return onto the field. Could you get him cheap for 1 year?
Glenn.
In a deal where he's going to reclaim his position out there as one of the top wide receivers in the league? Yes.
He's 32 years old.
That's what I mean.
And that's the only way you're going to get him.
Right.
How about Hunter Henry? You think he got a good chance?
No.
Why?
Because money. He's going to score right now. This is the score for him.
No, and he could be franchised himself. The Chargers don't want to lose him. They don't have a quarterback.
Right.
And Hunter Henry, unlike Austin Hooper, can win on his own. You game plan for Henry, you don't for Hooper. That's the difference between those guys.
Right.
Look at what Hooper is dealing with when his offense, and then look at what Henry's dealing with. He's not Gronk, okay, but he can win on his own. You have to account for him.
Yeah.
So if
the franchise
Chargers,
tag is the best,
I'm not letting
argument.
Him go.
No, you're
or,
right.
I'm resigning. And then one last thing. So last year during the offseason, the Patriots went after a bunch of free agents, right? Offensive weapons. Went after tight ends, went after wide receivers. They lost out on all of them. Nobody came here. Nobody wanted to play here. Mm. Either the money wasn't good enough or they realized, you know what? I think it's probably best to jump ship before I even think about it. I'm not even going down that road.
I think it was the first one.
They didn't pay him enough.
Right.
Okay. So now we're desperate because the Patriots make desperate decisions.
I don't
they
see it
make
happening.
Careless decisions. You know, they allow the public persona and public opinion to dictate what they do, right? That's what the Patriots do. No, no, and no. This is so careless, okay? So careless when you say the feeling around the NFL is that free agent Tom Brady will re-sign with the Patriots. Why? Because a former New England staffer says Bill Belichick knows he can't win. Yeah. You have no clue. You're better off saying it's my opinion that after I talk to this guy, he believes that Bill can't do it.
Well, when he says a former staffer,
it's an inside source. He's saying he's got an inside source.
Right. Does anybody really believe that Bill is reaching out to a former staffer and he's confiding in him and telling him everything he plans on doing with Tom Brady?
Don't tell anybody.
Right. Does anybody really believe that? I think by now, with so many people trying to sniff around for the story, I think you would have gotten some indication whether Bill wants him back or not. You're not getting that because Bill's not saying anything. He's not showing his cards. And I agree with you wholeheartedly. When anybody says, former Patriots staffer, somebody close to Bill, there is nobody close to Bill.
Yeah,
not in this story. Bill is not going to show his cards in any of this. He's playing poker. He's got that, you know, that stare at you with showing no emotion. None.
To me, it's comical now. It's beyond comical.
Well, you're part of the comical.
No, you are. I'm not. No.
People will say the same thing about you. Like, this guy Fourier in Boston is telling me that they're 100% out.
Well, that's my opinion.
Well, I'm just saying.
You have yours. You think? Oh, what do you think is going to happen to Brady? What do you think the real deal is?
I think he's leaving.
You think he's leaving?
Big muscles.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
But
oh,
I'm not tied in. I'm not a former teammate.
I'm not tied in either.
You know what I mean? I'm not
tied in.
There you go.
So everybody's
you are tied in.
Everybody's got an opinion, and all these opinions are worth nothing. I don't even see Schefter, who's the best in the business. I don't hear him throwing any stuff out there.
He doesn't want to throw mud. He doesn't want to throw sand.
I'll give you one. And we'll,
no Dunsky.
We'll hear it when we come back. Mike Giardi brought up an interesting one. He's talking with other teams, and he brought up an interesting one to me that I don't know if it's true or not, except it is logical. And we'll do that and get to your phone calls coming up next.
This is Boston Sports Station. Now here's what's trending on WEEI.
Well, guys, you just mentioned Larry Fitzgerald Sr. says, quote, I'm told Las Vegas, meaning the Raiders, is prepared to offer Tom Brady $60 million over 2 years. Fitzgerald does have experience in the sports media landscape. He's been a longtime sports reporter up in Minneapolis. And the Celtics are off for the All-Star break after last night's double OT victory over the Clippers. Celtics back in action next Friday going on the road to the Minnesota Timberwolves.
Hold on. I have a report. I have a report.
Source?
I'm told that the Patriots are willing to offer $1 trillion to Tom Brady, and it's a 3-year deal.
Is that 100% or 99.6%?
Hold on. Call the Post.
I just talked to some guy walking down the hallway.
$1 trillion.
The views and comments related to any topic or person between the hours of 2 to 6 p.m. on WEEI 93.7 FM are the sole opinions of Christian Fourier. Any sourced information will only be expressed or released by unless otherwise stated. Any other comment is just bogusness.
Thank you for that.
I think Brad Wanamaker has a better chance of having his number retired than that one.
The Bruins are off for hosting the Detroit Red Wings tomorrow afternoon. The Minnesota Wild made a change this morning, firing their head coach, Bruce Boudreau.
Wow.
And after 4 seasons, the Redskins will release the cornerback, Josh Norman. So he is now hitting the free agent market. I'm Tyler Devitt. That's what's trending now on WEI and WEI.com.
Bourbon and Bacon, it's back. It's bigger than ever. It's coming Saturday, March the 21st to the Encore Boston Harbor. Get your tickets before it sells out. Visit BaconEvent.com for tickets. That's BaconEvent.com for tickets.
Call from Mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hardcore sports talk and nothing else.
I'm so horny I haven't used my vibrator in weeks.
It's OMF.
Nice and slow so I get it all in.
On Sports Radio WEEI.
Yeah, I mean, we remain sort of status quo here. Belichick and Brady haven't spoke that we know of just yet. I know there have been some communication with the Patriots, but there is really no pressing issue at this point. I think as we get closer and closer, there certainly will be. Robert Kraft has continued to say, you know, he wants Tom to experience this, that he's earned the right to, but I'm not sure football operations feels the same way. I'm sure they want to know who their quarterback is going to be before you head into free agency.
All right, that's Mike Giardi on NFL Network last night. This other thing he said to me, again, none of us really know much of what's going on, except if you apply logic to some of this, and some of it kind of makes sense. And to me, this comment that Giardi made on the NFL Network is very logical.
I had kind of been talking to a bunch of different people around the league in front offices and in scouting, and I said, what's your overall opinion of Tom? And I've been sort of putting this together the last few weeks, and they said, look, he's still a good quarterback, capable of great moments, but the one thing that they all said to me, and I think this kind of sticks out, and maybe some way how they feel here in Foxborough, is sustainability, because he's had a lot of issues over the last 2 years physically. And no, he doesn't miss games, but it has impacted his performance. 2 years ago, it was a sprained MCL in the knee, and there was about a six-game stretch at the end of the year where he wasn't himself. And then this year, you had the elbow, you had the foot, there was rumors of an Achilles issue, and I think, again, you saw at points that that was a problem. Usually when you turn 43, those things don't get easier, they get harder to deal with.
He didn't say pliability. He said sustainability, okay?
That's true.
And to me, this makes all the sense in the world. If I'm another team in the National Football League and I'm going to bring in a 43-year-old guy, and if Larry Fitzgerald Sr. is right,
2 years,
and I'm the Vegas and I'm bringing him in for $60 million, I'm sitting here going, you know what? Let's look back at the last couple of years.
Well, you have other motivations if you're them.
Well, marketing.
Yes.
But Vegas doesn't need marketing. They are sold out.
Well,
they
still need
great.
A face of the franchise.
I'm at the face.
I mean,
your
head coach is your
John
face?
John Gruden, yes. He's
that's
the face
the
of the franchise.
Team?
Yep,
my
I think so.
Get him?
They sold the place out.
Okay.
Every
just,
luxury
how
box
John
is sold out. He's got a 10-year contract. He's
I,
not
I
going
get
anywhere.
It, but I mean, I just don't know. If a 60-year-old white man's the face of your organization who's a coach.
What's the white have to do with it?
Well, I'm just saying, he's like, he's just an old
it?
Man.
It's with the race card out there.
He's just an old
it.
Man. Like, what? I mean, okay, great. But I think you want a quarterback. You want a superstar. They got a kid in Josh Jacobs. I get it, but Brady could be the face.
Okay, but they're marketing-wise, they don't need anything. The Chargers certainly do. So the Chargers would make sense, 2 year and $60 million. But if you're one of those teams, you're sitting there going, look at in the last 2 years, we said the same thing. We sat here on Monday making an excuse for Tom Brady. The elbow didn't look right, did it? No, the elbow didn't look right. Right, Christian? No, it didn't. And he has these nagging little things that prevent him from playing at 100%.
It's hard for me to get hurt.
And yet he shows up every Sunday to play the game,
so,
but sometimes he's
so
not playing 100%.
So part of that is going to play into to what someone is, like the ceiling of what some team is willing to pay him.
If I'm another team, Christian, and I'm looking at Tom Brady, and Lou's right, there are teams that are going to look at him as the face of the franchise. I need the face to be really good. He's going to be 43. How can you know what the risk factor of something like that is? And by the way, he's been Superman to this point. I'd buy the TB12 method, hook, line, and sinker. He's gotten to 42, playing at a fairly high level. But you've seen the last couple of years. I think Giardi is right, and that's and he claims he's getting it from other you know
so
football people
the
out there, teams. That makes sense.
Okay,
I would
so
worry
if,
about
so
that.
So if that's the case, so I always feel like when you get some, you know, what I say, credible information, sometimes it helps me, you know, fill the puzzle. It's like another puzzle piece for me to give me the answer of what I was looking about another comment that was made.
Because you're going to be logical.
Because
about it.
I'm going to try to, yeah. Right? Because if why would the Patriots be willing to risk their quarterback leaving by allowing him to go out there and test the market? Why would they do that?
Because
like,
they don't think there are a lot of takers out there.
Well, there may be a lot of takers, but they also could think that there's a lot of takers, but the number's low.
Right.
the number's low. They're right. Everybody wants them, but they only want them for 1 or 2 years.
Right.
And they only want them at $12, $13, $14, $15 million.
Maybe.
And the Patriots are like, well, hell, we'll pay that. Right. So go out, because you would never allow your most important prize possession to go out with the risk of losing it unless you were really sure it was going to come back.
So maybe. And the leak we heard, was it Rappaport that threw the $30 million out there?
Was it his understanding?
Whatever.
I think it was his understanding.
So, but the fact that there are teams out there that might be willing to do that, the Chargers would make sense, guys. They need to market the franchise. They do need the face of the franchise.
Yeah, I get that.
They need somebody that they can market and say, we got the greatest player to ever play the game. Ah, here he is playing in our tent this weekend. And they can do that, and it's worth it. Marketing dollars to bring Tom Brady in there. But what is Tom Brady going to be like as a football player? If you're Anthony Lynn, you're the football people, you may be looking at the sustainability and sitting there going, and the public and everybody's going to expect Tom Brady, the GOAT.
I look at it as, I agree. And I think Lombardi was the one that wrote the article saying, you know, it's got to be the perfect fit, right? You got to look at age and everything else. And this is why I look at Tennessee. Because when I see Tennessee, I see Tom Brady. I see them using Tom Brady as their bailout special, so they don't get caught like a bunch of other teams and turn around and after the success their team had, to get rid of a quarterback that played above and beyond, right? To get rid of a guy in Ryan Tannehill, that fan base would be like, really? But I think Vrabel knows that he's not great. Are we really going to give Ryan Tannehill a 3 or 4 year deal and pay the man $25 million, $30 million a year? He's not great. I don't want to do it. It's not smart. We need to find a quarterback of the future. You know, maybe in the draft, whatever it might be. So to avoid us making some stupid, you know, mistake and tying up Ryan Tannehill when he's going to fall back to earth like Nick Foles did down in Jacksonville, let's go with Brady for another couple years. We got a team that can win right now. Our fan base won't be mad at us for letting go of Tannehill if we bring in Brady. We can compete for 2 years. You know, so perfect. I've avoided a huge mistake, and I brought in a guy, and we still, whether I got Tannehill or not, I still might have to find another quarterback because I'm not really sure he's good. So I that's why I think Tennessee is the perfect fit for him, because Vrabel can use Brady as a bailout, still compete, and not make a huge mistake and give Tannehill more money than he's worth.
Well, okay. You just made a case for Tennessee.
I absolutely did.
You just made a case for Tennessee.
And, of course, that relationship, I think, makes it an even stronger possibility.
See, I think it would be – that would be – but what do you get for that? So if you release Tannehill and you know Tannehill, although he's not what you want him to be, and there's some limitations there, he's younger, he's more mobile – he's in your system. You can trust him, right? There's a connection.
But I got to pay him, I think, a lot more than what he's worth.
All right, so what's your answer for after Brady is done in 2 years? Because this is purely a part-time gig for him.
It's the same as it should be if you have Tannehill. We need to draft a kid. We need to look at a kid in the second, third round. We need to draft a kid. You know, we have quarterback issues. Tannehill's not the issue. Neither is Brady, you know, for 3 years from now, 4 years from now. Neither one of them are. But then, you know, so I think you still look for a quarterback. Whether you bring in Brady, but don't lock in. Don't tie up 4, 5, 6 years for a guy in Ryan Tannehill you know is still Ryan Tannehill. And the other part is Vrabel. Because I think Tennessee makes all the sense in the world. Tom, listen, we can win. I know, and this goes back to what, what's his name, Darlington even said with Tommy Curran. Your last couple years in the league, with Bill or with me, we're going to have some fun here. We can still win. I'm still a hard ass. We still have a very good team. A little more relaxed. I'll appreciate you. Bill don't appreciate you. I will. We got a good young tight end. I got a good wide receiver. I got a great running back. Got a great offensive line. We got a division that we can win. I think there's a lot of stuff there with Tennessee that works.
See, I think Tennessee is the perfect spot where Tom Brady, because I don't think Tom Brady at this advanced age can go out there and throw the ball 40 or 50 times a game. That is the perfect situation where you can run the football. He may be able to give you a better passing game than you're getting right now from Ryan Tannehill. Here's the one problem I would say with the Tennessee situation is I think we're all wrong about it. I think they like Ryan Tannehill. And
Mortensen's
already come out and said he's staying there. And this is very interesting, and this happened yesterday, guys. Ryan Tannehill has been negotiating with the Tennessee Titans, okay? And we keep on hearing, at least from the people close to the Titans down there in Tennessee, the local media, that they're working toward an agreement.
They've been doing that for months.
Out of nowhere, Tannehill fires Pat Dye. Who does he hire as his new agent?
Don Yee.
Bryant Arol of CAA.
Damn.
The same agent that represents Derrick Henry, the same agent who represents the general manager of the Tennessee Titans, John Robinson, and now out of Tennessee, we're hearing stories that they're going to be able to use the franchise tag on one of the two and that other tag. What is the other tag called? The first, is it transition tag?
Oh, transition, okay.
The transition tag on the other. And now what the difference with the Tannehill deal is the Tennessee wants to give him like 2 years, and Tannehill wants more than that, but they may be willing to work with him to allow him to take the transition tag so that he can go to the market, find out what he's worth, then come back, and they will match it. And then take Derrick Henry, put him onto the franchise tag. We're going to learn all of this by March the 10th.
I'm just saying that.
We're going to know all of this. But they put Derrick Henry in the franchise tag.
How's that work?
And then they negotiate with him. Because
how's that work?
Because they're not willing to give him the money they want.
Yeah, but how's that? Okay.
It's all the same agent,
okay,
though.
And you know what? The precedent's been set. When does Derrick Henry join the Titans? You want to franchise me?
I'm sitting out.
Le'Veon Bell sat out the whole damn year.
Yeah.
Melvin Gordon, how many games did he came back? What, week 10? I mean, that hurt him. He wasn't the same
player. But aren't you suspicious?
But, I mean, you franchise tag a running back? That doesn't go. You franchise tag a quarterback? Hell yeah, they play. You know, but running backs who realize that they could be Todd Gurley? Like, Todd Gurley's the reason why they sign contracts. Todd Gurley's also the reason why teams don't want to sign running backs. But running backs sit there and say, I might be Todd Gurley. I might have one more year. I might lose it.
Aren't you guys suspicious, though? We're late in the process. And yesterday or the day before,
that's weird.
He fires his agent and he hires Derrick Henry's agent, who also happens to be the agent of the general manager, John Robinson. They're all in bed here. They're all trying to figure ways of making it work. They like Tennessee. Apparently, Tannehill
seems
loves
like a
Tennessee.
He and his interest, doesn't it?
Yes, it
the
does.
The GM, your starting tailback, and your quarterback.
But don't you think something's
you're negotiating with?
I'm telling you.
Wait,
and suddenly,
no
out of nowhere, Mortensen comes in and says Tannehill's going to stay in Tennessee. He's hearing from this agent.
So I'm glad Lou brought up Tennessee and made a case for how Brady could play there.
Yeah,
I would like to try something.
Hold on, shut up, Siri.
I've done some more research,
yep.
And I would actually like to, you know, suggest a theory, a possibility, a scenario of Brady.
Don't tell me the team.
Okay. Teasing. You don't want me to tell you the team?
You're going to make a case for another team?
Yes, I am going to make a case for another team.
Can I just ask one question?
And if you hear it, listen, you can poke holes in it if you want, but I think based on my research and my analysis, I feel like this could be something that could possibly happen.
You're not going to flip-flop on something you said in the past, are you?
What are you talking about?
Well, I don't know the team
yet. You don't even know the team.
Please don't do
that. You don't even know the team. So I already told you the team.
Aren't you suspicious?
Is it a team you're flip-flopping on?
Oh,
give me the team. Give me the team. I need a neck.
Save it.
I need a neck.
The Brady Watch segment brought to you by Northeast Electrical, where we flip-flop from one segment to the next. We're all powered by Difference. Visit needco.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Keep up with the show on Twitter at OMF on WEEI. Before, during, and after the show at OMF on WEEI. Let's get you back to more of Ordway, Merlone, and Fourier right now on Sports Radio WEEI.
All right, who wants Tom Brady? Who wants Tom Brady? You say
no.
Who made a case for Tennessee?
Should I play the disclaimer? I feel like I need to play the disclaimer. Just Maybe just to you know, buy us some time. Go.
The views and comments related to any topic or person between the hours of 2 to 6 p.m. on WEEI 93.7 FM are the sole opinions of Christian Fourier. Any sourced information will only be expressed or released by
Scoot Fourier
unless otherwise stated. Any other comment is just bogusness.
So what I've been doing lately is, because you guys all know this, like, I do not believe the insiders that are doing all the reporting on Brady. I don't believe any of them. None of them. I feel like they're all being used. They're all pawns. They're all just, you know, every owner and agent is using them to, you know, to spin some sort of story or create a new narrative or create leverage. So what I did is I went back and looked at and thought about all the information that I have received, true information, and I checked my work and I dug deeper. I took what I call a deep dive. I did a deep dive.
Deep dive.
Right. And the one team, I did a deep
dive.
What
was this deep dive on?
So I did a deep dive on the Dallas Cowboys.
Wait, what?
I did, don't say anything yet. All I did was I did a deep dive on the Dallas Cowboys.
I thought you took a deep dive.
How would they do it?
Deep dive last week on the Dallas Cowboys.
No, but did you not hear what I just said? I said I checked my work. I said I reevaluated the information that I was getting. I said, let me prove it.
That's what
I said, no. I said, let me prove it. Let me prove it. So all I'm going to say, this is just a theory.
Wait, before you start, can I just say that I believe a week or two ago, you said you are tied in with Dallas. You have a guy down there
that said
that Dak Prescott is going nowhere.
Yep.
He is going to remain with the Dallas Cowboys because you got a guy.
Yeah. Mm. And here's the thing. I don't believe him.
That guy lied.
I don't believe him.
You don't believe anyone.
I don't believe. I remember sitting there going, well,
I don't believe you right now.
I don't believe him. I sat there and I go, because, hear me out, and then tell me if you think this is even possible.
Go ahead.
Okay, so first of all,
yep.
So Dak wants $40 million a year.
Sure, why not 50? Go for 60.
But, I mean, right, does anybody here think Dak Prescott is any quarterback is worth $40 million a year?
No.
The answer is no.
He's not going to get 40.
Listen,
they're not going to get it.
He's not getting $40 million. He's not getting it with Dallas. He's not getting it anywhere else, and they can franchise him. But go ahead.
Okay, so fine. So
$27 million franchise tag.
What about 30? You think they'd pay him? You think he's worth $30 million?
Yeah, but they're going to pay $27 for the franchise tag.
That's fine. So either way, I think okay, for a quarterback who's a starter, who's shown that he can win and is young and is mobile and his team loves him, right? That's a $30 million a year quarterback. Okay, so fine. So I could pay a quarterback $30 million. But what if the Dallas Cowboys don't believe that he's the quarterback to actually help them win at this point in time? Maybe the Cowboys sit there and go, you know what? We have a new coaching staff. We have a new way of looking at things. Yeah, we didn't draft him. Yeah, we played against them also, but we just don't think this is the guy. We think he's limited. So
This is the new coach, Mike McCarthy,
yes.
Mm-hmm. who had difficulty working with a veteran quarterback in Green Bay named
Aaron Rodgers
because Aaron Rodgers wanted it his own way.
But do you
we're hearing that Tom Brady wants it his own way and wants to have more say, even here with the Patriots, into what they're doing in the offensive side of the ball. And Mike McCarthy's going to be happy with Tom Brady.
First of all, do you think that Aaron Rodgers and Tom Brady have the same personality?
No.
Okay, so throw that out of the window. They're not the same person. They're totally different.
Yeah,
different,
but one has a race car driver for a girlfriend. The other one just has a model.
So what if that's the case? So how does Dallas get out of this? How does Dallas somehow...
Kind of like Tannehill.
No.
Well, I'm just saying they get out of it. Like, Tannehill's obviously Dak's better, but we don't want to pay Tannehill 25. We don't want to pay Dak 40. How do we get out of this?
See, I think a scenario could be, all right, we don't like Dak, but we can't be without a quarterback, so we'll franchise him, we'll sign Tom Brady, and we'll trade him because we know we can get assets.
Tom Brady?
No. You're going to sign Tom Brady, you're going to franchise Dak, and then you're going to trade him. Because the only way you can make it worth it is that you need assets, you need commodities, you need something, you need draft picks, first-round draft picks, because Brady is only a part-time quarterback. He's a two-year guy, period. You're in the biggest market. You have a great offensive line. You have a great running back. You have tons of assets. And I will throw in the Jerry Jones factor. If you bring this into effect and you listen to what Jerry Jones says, one, he always says, or he has said, that on a lot of deals that he's done, when he's paid more for something that he knows will work, it usually pays off. I think if he has the opportunity and this scenario pans out, he will overpay for Tom Brady. It'll be 2 years. Also, Jerry Jones is not getting any younger, and he knows that he wants to win.
Yeah,
if he doesn't think that Dak Prescott is the guy, they're going to have to either deal with Dak not getting there or always getting there close, or cut bait and try to develop another quarterback. But while doing that, you'll have the greatest quarterback of all time on your roster playing quarterback for you.
Very interesting.
Another bailout.
Also, last part. Okay. I think this is all – listen, a lot would have to happen, but I think this is doable if Brady is available. The other thing is, what if Michael Irvin, his comments – maybe he did talk to significant people.
And he's just running it back.
And he's running it back because Jerry Jones says, what the hell is wrong with you?
You don't give us all the secrets.
You're giving it. You know what we're trying to do. Don't tell everybody what we're talking about. So if this is going to work, the only way it can work in Jerry Jones' safe face is that he would have to franchise, trade, bring in Brady, use those draft pieces, those assets. And what do you think you would get with Dak Prescott? Two first rounders, a second rounder? You'd get a lot in return for Dak Prescott because wherever he'd go, he'd start right away.
I like it.
I'm just saying, I like the argument.
I feel like you weren't anywhere near Dallas, and I'm trying to figure out what really changed it, and you're throwing all these things. I think I know exactly what changed it.
You want to see my analysis work?
No, I think this changed your mind.
Seeing a star now.
You're seeing a star.
Yep. Okay. Gray star?
A gray star.
What's that?
Dallas.
That would be a Dallas Cowboy.
And you said Cowboys and Indians, but you originally said that you saw Gillette Stadium and you saw the bus.
Do the
Greyhound bus. So
gray.
We got to get back to Gillette Stadium.
But gray could also be Raiders.
Tell me more. That is what swayed you. Sheila Marie with the star.
Show me more.
Show me more.
Show me.
The star.
Show me more.
Can I just say
this? Wait, but hold on. Just answer this question.
That makes a lot of sense.
Is it?
What could you get for Dak Prescott?
Ask me more questions.
That's not some harebrained crazy scenario. That's a realistic. The only way it works is if McCarthy doesn't like Dak. He didn't draft him. He didn't try to develop him. That's not, maybe Kellen Moore, who's now the OC, says, hey, he can't do X, Y, and Z. Well, he can't run my offense. And I'd rather go with somebody else. Well, what am I going to do in the meantime? I got this great offensive line. I got a great back. I need someone to fill the gap.
Again, I look at both of those situations as using Brady as a kind of like a bailout because you're not wanting to pay your quarterback now as a free agent maybe the amount of money that, A, you don't want to go above and beyond what Dak might want, and you think, you know, if we franchise him, we can get a lot in return. Well, B, Mike Vrabel sits here and says, I'm not going to pay Tannehill like he's really good and then watch him turn into Tannehill in Miami.
First of all, the one thing we just learned in this exercise that you just had.
I liked it.
Because last week you were telling us just the opposite and you were making real logical sense.
You're not adding.
Let me finish. Don't listen to anything that's coming out of Dallas. You're not paying attention to yourself.
Whoa.
Christian Fourier a few days ago.
You're not adding. I just said I don't trust anybody.
They're all lying.
I don't trust anybody. They're all lying to me.
And what they're doing is they're using it right now to get the Dak Prescott number down. They're going, oh, yeah, Brady, Brady. How does it make any sense to bring in, other than Jerry Jones might be crazy, and he may be close to dying. I don't know where you came up with that, but whatever. He can stretch the face a little bit more, a little cosmetic surgery, and look like he's 38 again. But you may be right. That may be what he's thinking. They would be crazy as an organization to take a 26-year-old quarterback that threw for, I believe, almost 1,000 more yards than Tom Brady. He had a really good quarterback to turnover ratio. He was very, very good. He is 26 years old, and he's not going to get $40 million. There's a limit in what he can get. He's trying to get as much as he can get. They can franchise him when they get to that point. They're going to bring in Tom Brady.
You're missing the most important
piece. The sustainability you got to worry about.
If I told you that your team would look like this, you're the Dallas Cowboys, you would have Tom Brady as your quarterback, and you would also have you'd have your first-round pick. So you'd have three first-round picks total, and you would have maybe a third or a fourth, something crazy like that. And you would have so much draft equity. You would have so many commodities that you could sell and trade.
Yeah, I don't think you can do that.
And you would be able – this is the Herschel Walker trade all over again.
Yeah.
This is how they won last time. They had draft picks. They had tons and tons and tons of draft equity. I'm just saying – if you're telling me, if you want to, like, quiet the crowd in Dallas, hey, guys, we have Tom Brady, and we have three first-round picks. We're going to take those first-round picks, and we're going to get X, Y, and Z, and we're bringing a Super Bowl back to Dallas.
I'll throw Lombardi at you. Lombardi said they've got so many free agents on that team, so many dollars they need to satisfy. They don't have the money to bring in Brady. That's what he's saying, okay? That's him. So I don't know. You're suddenly adding all of this money on it. I don't know how you're going to add all this money.
I'm just saying listen, all I did was say, hey, I'm going to bring up a theory on how Dallas Cowboys could sign him.
We're all doing this.
And I'm like, that doesn't sound too far-fetched.
Yeah.
If everybody's got a theory, well, I figured, well, how could this even work? The only way it could work is if they had the balls to trade Dak Prescott.
I think it would be such a huge risk. You're talking about a guy who threw at 65% completion last year. Who knows whether Brady can do that? You don't know if Brady can do that.
Hey, Glenn, he's 43. Give me the number one reason why Mookie Betts is not a Boston Red Sox.
Money.
Free agency.
Yeah, he wanted too much money.
Why? They knew he couldn't sign him, right?
They didn't want to pay him.
Nobody's going to pay Prescott $40 million. The $40 million is
I know it's
gold.
Exaggerated.
Nobody's going to pay him.
If you take that, he wants 30. Then
he's going to sign.
The fact is, he wants 30. So my point
is, bet anybody
the reason why
signs there.
The Boston Red Sox cut bait with Mookie Betts is because they knew he wanted too much money, and then at the end they probably end up losing him. So they said, screw it. We're going to trade you and at least get something back for it. Let somebody else waste their money.
So they're going to franchise him, then Ed Brady, and have $60 million on the books.
Yeah, cut him. They're going to trade him.
If I'm another team, I'm not giving you two first-round draft picks. You know why? Because you got $60 million.
Well,
you
know what? Then you ain't getting no coke.
Yeah.
Because another team might. Another team might sit there and say, yeah, we'll get him.
I'm not buying.
We just, you know, everyone's searching how to get his quarterback. We like Dak.
Listen, I like the exercise, and we're all doing it. We're all trying to figure all of this stuff out. But he's going to end up playing there. And by the way, he's a much better quarterback. He's going to, for the next 10 years.
I'm not saying that he's not
12
better.
Years. Let me ask you
I'm
this.
Not, I'm not saying let me, that. Let me I'm ask just you saying this. That's
he's,
how
he's much,
work.
He's much better right now, certainly better than Jimmy Garoppolo. If we had Jimmy Garoppolo on the New England Patriots right now, we had Tom Brady on the New England Patriots, and Bill Belichick had to make a decision. 43-year-old quarterback versus a 28-year-old quarterback who's had some playing time now that we've seen. What do you think Bill Belichick would do?
Oh, we know.
You go, okay.
Well,
so
no, hold on.
Dallas,
you think Bill would give him $40 million?
So why is Dallas going to bring in
actually,
Tom Brady?
Actually, I take that back. Bill would trade him. You think Bill would give him $40 million?
Yeah, but he's not going to get $40 million.
Well, 35?
Nobody's going to give him $40 million. Yeah, he's going to get a contract that's going to pay him.
I think Dak's a good quarterback in
this league. In the top five quarterbacks in the league.
I think he's good. I don't think he's top five. Maybe he takes that next step somewhere else. It's just that I feel like there's a lot of quarterbacks out there that teams will use to get them out of a bad situation. You know, so they don't have to sit there and say, you know what, Joe Flacco, you bet on yourself, you won a Super Bowl, so now I have to pay you top dollar? Oh, my God.
Yeah, but I think
I'm gonna hold my nose when I do that. Like Carson Wentz, you're up. Okay, we're going to pay you, even though you haven't been healthy, and we won a Super Bowl, but it wasn't with you. But you know what, we'll do it anyways. Because we think you're good. Like I just feel like a lot of these teams are sort of sitting there saying, I don't really know where else to go. So all of a sudden, there's a lot of older quarterbacks that are 1 or 2 year by, you know, guys that you could say, that this can keep me from maybe having to pay Dak $35 million. Because we like him, but I don't know if we like him that much.
Guys, Dak Prescott was a better quarterback this past year than Tom Brady.
Oh, so he is, yeah.
Yeah, he was better this past year.
If last year he was.
If you're ranking the quarterback. So why do you think another team?
What do you think?
So another team is going
to you want to play the exercise? You want to put Brady on Dallas and see how they are?
But another team is going to look at Tom Brady as 2016, 2015? No. They're going to look at Tom Brady at 43-year-old man at 2020 and signing him for the next 2 years at, let's say, $60 or $70 million.
I mean, Tannehill was better than Brady this year, right?
At the end of the season, the last five or six games, he only played the end of the season, Lou. He wasn't the starter earlier in the year.
Well, I'm just saying, I think he played more than five.
I think he played seven.
He played 12. So, I mean, he was better. He played 10 games, started 10 games. 22-6. Hell, it was pretty equal to freaking Brady as far as that goes.
And I already told you, I think Tennessee's going to hold on to him.
Yeah. Well,
I do. I think
that'd be a huge mistake. Huge mistake.
I think you're all
pay
looking.
Pay him top dollar?
Tom Brady is the greatest quarterback.
I'd use Brady as a bailout.
Tom Brady is the greatest quarterback in the history of the game. But you can't look at Tom Brady at age 43 in the year 2020 the same way you did in 2016, 2015. There were times you were very critical this past fall about Brady's performance out there, and rightfully so, because he was having problems. And I think Giardi might be onto something. Teams are looking at him about sustainability, because if the elbow's bothering him, the shoulder's bothering him,
bailout.
He can't make the same pass
bailout
that he made in 2015, 2016.
Bailout.
I think we're actually almost overvaluing Tom Brady. He's talking about Dallas, who has themselves a franchise quarterback for the next 10 years.
He's 26
years old.
No, listen,
unloading him
again,
for
you're part,
1 year
you're part of, the problem.
Of Tom Brady.
It's just a theory. If you want to know how Dallas could do it, because I don't think they can, but the only way they could, and I have this, okay? Because the important NFL dates would have to play in their favor, because Dallas would have to franchise him before March 18th, and February 25th is
March
the first
10th.
Day for clubs to designate franchise or transition players.
They have to do it by March 10th, though.
Yeah, they have a
window. But it's the first day they can designate them.
Yeah,
it's 27th.
No, February 25th.
Yeah,
the first
a window.
Day for clubs.
Yes.
Yeah, so there's so fine. There's a window there.
2 weeks.
But you can do it right away, okay? Because they would have to do it early. Because they would have to designate him, and then they would have to shop him. Because the worst case scenario is they get stuck with Dak, they can't trade him, and Brady is a non-issue. But if their goal is to trade him, they have to do it early, so that person, whoever that team is, you know, so they get stuck with those draft picks, because Brady would come early before the draft, and then they would be able to use those draft picks to either get other players or draft new players.
So I'm another team, and Dak Prescott's agent gets wind of this, and Dak Prescott's agent comes out and says, I tell you what, if the Dallas Cowboys franchise my guy, we are going to hold out. I'm another team. I'm sitting there going, I'm out. Sorry. Two first-round draft picks for a guy that's going to sit on his ass? And not play
well,
for
you're,
me?
You're,
good
you're,
luck.
So that is another
well,
issue, because the,
you
would have to
out,
be able to.
We're going to trade for you. We're going to give you the contract you want.
Yeah. It's the Mookie Betts thing. We're going to trade for you because we want you. We like you.
It's amazing. The
we're
Dodgers now
are
willing
you.
To spend $400 million.
It's like that
was the plan from the beginning, they said.
But you cannot. The issue is you. This would have to be done the right way. You cannot have any leaks get out there, because, one, if you try to shop
good
them,
luck.
Then you have to
good
end
luck.
Up keeping
good
them.
Good luck with that.
I'm saying, if you're all in, you're all in.
All right. I may be on Team Darlington here. Jeff Darlington explaining on Get Up today. He's hearing the absolute opposite of Christian Fourier. He's coming up at 4:15. We get to your phone calls, your reaction to all of what we just talked about. It's coming up next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s?
It's better over here.
Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.